Thanks, team. As always, you did a great job in bringing us to the throne of God. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, as we come to you this morning, we want to take this opportunity to thank you for all that you do for us, for our good night's rest, and for the things that we're going to be discussing this morning, and for music. Lord, we just pray right now that you will just open our hearts and allow us to hear what you have to say to us this morning. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I recently received a CD from Answers in Genesis that just has changed my whole way of thinking and just has opened my eyes to Scripture and how important Scripture is and the authority of Scripture and why it's so important that we use that. And it's a CD on apologetics. If you don't know what apologetics is how we explain what God's Word says about certain things and how we are to use God's Word as the ultimate authority and when we explain something and help people to understand why some of the things that they do or some of the things that happen in their lives really isn't the best way to go. And so this morning what I'd like to do is to give you five reasons why I think we should stand on the authority of God's Word. So that when we defend the faith, we begin with the Bible. We begin with God's Word. Now that sounds kind of silly to say that. But there are some folks out there who believe that in order to defend the faith, I'm going to use something else to defend God. Well, we should use His Word to defend Him. And that's what I want to show you this morning. And then later on, at 10:45, I'm going to give you an example of an individual in the Bible who used God's Word to defend God and change the culture that he lived in. And then at the 7 o'clock service tonight, I'm going to show you another gentleman who, at one point in time, used God's Word to change the culture that he lived in. And then in another incident, used his own thinking, his own knowledge, and the results that happened when he did that instead of using God's Word. And so we're going to look at that this morning. God's Word, why should we stand on the authority of God's Word? Well, in the olden days, in the church, the Bible was so important. God's Word, the Scriptures, were so important that the service did not even start until the Holy Scriptures came down the aisle. It was so important to the people in the church that when the Scriptures were read, everybody stood out of respect for the Scriptures. That's how important it was in the early church. So why is it so important for us to stand on the authority of God's Word to defend God? Well, I'm going to give you five reasons. There's many more, but because of time, we're going to stay with these five. The first thing that I can see is we find in 2 Timothy 3:16. Now, Pastor has been talking about Scripture and been talking about the Word of God and why it's important for us to have that. And he used this passage of Scripture as well. But it says this: all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful in teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. I believe that we stand on the authority of God's Word because it is inspired by God. It is given to us by God. We look at this and we say, and some of you are saying, well, yeah, that's true. But if you read that passage of Scripture, and in the NIV it says that it's God-breathed. And when you look at that, you think, well, breath means life, right? Because if we're not breathing, we're not alive. So if the Word of God is God-breathed, then the Word of God is alive because God has breathed His life into His Word. His Word has value and has authority because God is the one who has made it what it is and has given it to us. And has given it the oomph that it needs. And we stand on the authority of God's Word because God has inspired His Word, has breathed His breath into that Word, has made it come alive. And we as believers kind of know that and kind of understand that. Because when we read God's Word, there is a freshness to it. And every time we read it, there's something different comes out, doesn't it? We read God's word and then all of a sudden when we read it again, something different. We get something different from it. I remember my spiritual mother, who I loved dearly, and I used to go to her house a lot and hang out there. And she was reading the scriptures one night, and she said, "I've never read that before." And I said, "Mrs. D, you've read the Bible a gazillion times." I might be exaggerating a little bit. Might have been a half a gazillion times. "But you've read it a lot. What do you mean you've never read that before?" And she looked at me and she says, "Homer, God reveals to us things in His Word when we're ready for it and when we need it the most." And that's what I mean by it's breathing. It's alive. God breathed the Scriptures, breathed into the Scriptures, and that's what we use to stand on the authority of God's Word. We stand on the authority of God's Word because it's given to us by God. It's inspired by God. It's breathed by God. And we have that. That might be my phone that's causing that problem. The second thing that I see of God's Word and why we need to stand on the authority of God's Word is that because it gives direction. It helps us in our lives to travel the directions that we need. If you turn with me in Psalm 119 and verse 105, we read these words. It says this. Psalm 119 and 105 says this. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." Now, when you look at that word lamp, and we look at the Old Testament lamps, do you know what they look like, right? They're old clay pots. They have a little thing coming out where the oil is, and you light that. And it didn't give off much light, did it? And today, I guess the best you can say that an old flashlight, you know, you have just enough beam to see right in front of you and not much further. You might be able to see a little bit out there. You might be able to get a glare of a animal's eyes if you're out in the woods. But mainly that lamp that it says in Psalm 119 is just a very, very small light. And it only reveals just a little way of where we're supposed to go and what we're supposed to do. And it kind of helps us from tripping. God's Word is that like that for us. God reveals with us within His Word those things that we need to know at the time that we need to know them. If God were to reveal in our lives everything that we needed to know, we would not be able to comprehend everything that He has for us. If God were to reveal everything in our lives that we needed to know, we would not want to go there. Because it would be scary. But God's Word gives direction. Psalm 119:105 says, "Your Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." It helps us to see where we're going. When we are making decisions in our lives, and we're trying to do the right thing, it's God's Word we need to go to and help us to understand what we need to do and what direction we need to go with that. Now, and those are the important things that we need to do. When we're making a decision, we need to say, "Okay, God, show me in Your Word what I need to do, where I need to go with this, how I should handle this." Because God's Word is that way. It gives us direction, gives us focus. And if you look in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19, we read these words. It says this. Second Peter 1 and verse 19. "And they are the word of the prophet made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. We have this prophetic message that is reliable, and we need to pay attention to it as if a light in a dark place. When we go into a dark room and we try to walk around without a light, we kind of trip, we kind of fall if we don't know the area, right? We can get lost. In our world that we live in this world which is dark, we need to have that light that will help us to guide us and direct us in the way that we need to go. And when we come into this a situation or come into a discussion with a friend who doesn't really know the Word of God all that much, we need to stand on the authority of God's Word and show them the light that it has for them to live their lives and to help them to focus on those things. So we stand on the authority of God's Word because it is inspired by God. It is breathed by God. It is given to us by God. We stand on the authority of God's Word because it gives us direction. It's that light that we have. And although it only reveals just a little bit, it still helps us and guides us in where we need to go with our lives and with what we need to do. We stand on the authority of God's Word because it's trustworthy. How many things in this world that we can trust? Okay. Corey Beavers are now not perfect. They've lost 2 games. I was hoping that they would have a perfect season. I was hoping that I was so wanting them to do that, but we couldn't trust that they could do that. And so we go with what we can. But there aren't too many things in this world that we can trust, that we can put our trust in. But we can put our trust in the Word of God. Look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 18. We read these words. It says this: I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappears, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of the pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. There are many people who believe, and not believe, but they think that the Old Testament is not important in the church. They believe that the Old Testament is not important in their lives. And I want to tell you that it's as important as the New Testament and as the words of Jesus. I remember pastors saying several times, there was a pastor who said that they don't believe in anything except for what is written in red in the scriptures. And so this kind of tells me, you know what, if I were to hear that somebody say that, then I'd point them to this passage of scripture. Because Jesus says that not one thing will disappear from the word of the law. Not one thing will pass away from God's word until it's accomplished. And so if Jesus says that God's word is that trustworthy and that important, we have to believe that the Old Testament is necessary and the Old Testament is needed. And we have so many wonderful jewels in the Old Testament. So many wonderful things that we can look and accomplish and see. But God's word is trustworthy. In 1 Kings chapter 8, we read these words. 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 56. We read these words. It says, "Praise be to the Lord who has given rest to his people Israel, just as he has promised. Not one word has failed of all the good promises he gave through his servant Moses." You hear that one point in that one little thing that they say in that passage of Scripture? Not one promise that God has given has fallen short. God's word is trustworthy. If God says he's going to do it, you can better believe he's going to do it. If somebody says to me, you know, I'll be there or whatever, it all depends on how trustworthy and how faithful they are to me, whether I believe that they're going to be there or not. When I say I'll be there, I will do everything I can to be there for whatever event or whatever thing that I promised that I'd be there. But if I say I'll try, then I'll try my best to be there, and if not, then that's it. But God says, or God's word tells us that God's promises are true and trustworthy. And so if God's promises are true and trustworthy, then his word has to be true and trustworthy, yes? So if God's word says this, then we have to say, we got to believe that, and we've got to follow it, and we've got to do what God's word says. And that's the thing that helps us to stand on God's authority. Because there aren't too many things that we can trust in this world. There's an old country and western song. It says the guy's talking about his grandfather, and he said there's only two things that he relies upon, and that's Jesus Christ and John Deere. You know, all the International Harvester people just turned me off right now. I know that. But God's word is trustworthy. How do I know that? Because I have experienced God's word and what God's word has said to me, and I can trust that what God's word says, it's going to happen. And I believe it, and I know it for sure. We can stand on the authority of God's word because it's inspired by God, because it gives direction, because it's trustworthy, and because it will always be relevant. Always be relevant. There isn't a moment in history, there isn't a moment in the future where God's word will not be relevant to the situation and to the area and to the time and place that we are in. It'll always be relevant. It'll always be able to stand up. Isaiah chapter 40 in verse 8. We read these words. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 8, it says this: the grass withers, the flowers fall, but the word of God stands forever. You hear what that says? Grass withers, flowers fall, but the word of God stands forever. Those of you who love flowers and can grow flowers, I'm a horticultural assassin. I can kill a plant in a heartbeat. I just can't, there's something about it. But you know that you can water it, you can take care of it, and there's certain plants that just kind of die on you. They just kind of do what they need to do, and they just kind of fade away. We have in our front yard, we have a lily that comes up every year. And it's beautiful when it comes up, and it's magnificent when it comes up, and then it just kind of goes away. There's nothing you can do about it. It just happens. And I was thinking, you know, there's other things that have kind of faded and fallen away in our lives too, haven't it? Like, how many of you my age or older can still fit into the blue jeans or the pants that you wore when you were a teenager? How many of you still have the pants and the blue jeans that you had as a you do? Bethany wore them. Oh, Bethany wore them. Because, you know, when I was a kid, we were kind of hard on the clothes that we had. So the clothes that I had when I was a teenager, A, wouldn't have fit me right now. And two, they kind of fell apart throughout the years with the many times Mom had to wash them from all the football games and all the boy things that I did when I grew up. So, but there are things that do not last, do not fit, do not... cannot be last forever. But God's word, according to Isaiah, and if we believe that God's word is true and trustworthy, we have to believe that God's word is relevant for today. There are people who don't believe that, and we need to help them to understand that God's word is relevant. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 35, we read these words. Jesus tells us about the relevancy of God's word. Of his word. It says this, Matthew 24 and verse 35, Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Hear that word, never pass away. Jesus wants us to understand that His word will last forever, that His word, no matter what, no matter what time, no matter what era, His word is relevant to any situation that we can put ourselves into or anywhere we can go. God's word is relevant. The last thing I want you to understand about God's word and why we need to stand on the authority of God's word to help people to understand who God is that it points towards salvation. It helps us to know what it is to be saved. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, we read these words. It says this: I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes, first for the Jews and then for the Gentiles. And then over in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13, we read these words that talks about God's word and how it points us to salvation. It says this, 1 John 5 and 13 says, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. So we stand on the authority of God's word because it points us to salvation. It helps us to understand that what God's ultimate purpose for our lives is, and that is to have a relationship with Him. To have that relationship that was once broken by Adam and Eve in the fall, we now can have that relationship back with Him. And that's what God's word does. And that's what we are to do. We're helped to help people understand the authority of God's word, why it's important for us to stand on God's word and to defend God with His word and start there so that we can lead people into that salvation, into that wonderful thing of salvation that we have as believers. This morning I wanted you to understand why it's important for us to stand on the authority of God's word and defend God and defend God's word from His word. Because a lot of people out there are not doing that. They're not defending God by using God's word. They're using other things and then trying to fit the Bible into it. If we start with God's word, which is the ultimate authority, then we can show people who God is and what He's truly like, and help people to understand who He is and why it's so wonderful to be a part of His life and to have Him a part of our lives. So, number one, we stand on the authority of God's word because it's given to us by God. It gives us direction, number two. Number three, it's trustworthy. There aren't too many things in this world that we can trust, but we can trust God's word. And number four, it's always relevant. No matter where we are, no matter what's happening, it's always relevant to the situation and to the things that are around us. And every era that we live in, it's always relevant. And third, and finally, because it points us to salvation. It helps us to understand what salvation is and that wonderful gift of salvation that God has for us and that relationship that He wants us to have. God's word is powerful and effective, the book of Hebrews tells us, and is sharper than any double-edged sword. It can cut through the toughest heart. If first we pray and we say, God, help us to reach this unchurched friend with your word. And then showing them the Bible and the relevance of it and why it's so important and all of that will help them to understand that they need Jesus in their lives. Would you please stand? I hope this morning that I've helped you to understand why it's so important for us to stand on the authority of God's word and to share that with everybody around, because God's word is the ultimate authority in our lives. And no matter what we're doing, no matter what we're trying to defend, or what we're trying to explain, we need to start with God's word to help them to understand it. and then we can go from there. But let's have a word of prayer. Father, as we looked at these things that we have and the authority of your word and why it's so important for us to stand on that authority, we pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you will help us to share your word with those around us. Father, help us to find those things in Scripture that will help us to share with our unchurched friends of why they need you, why it's important. Father, there are people out there that don't even know they're lost. And if we show them in Scripture how that happened and where that began and take them through the process and help them to see that salvation road that they need to be on, Lord, we're going to see people coming to you and understanding fully what is happening. And Lord, we just pray that you will just help us all to do that and to use your word to defend you and defend the faith and to help people understand what the gospel message truly is. And we just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. One thing that I want to share with you in December, Randy's going to be having a series on foundations and helping people to understand the Bible and where it came from and how to share that with unchurched friends. And there'll be a sign up and everything, but I just wanted to let you know that is coming and it's going to be great. I hope to see you at the 10:45 and later on at the 7 o'clock service, but just give me a moment to get to the back. God bless you.